This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. This holiday weekend, seeing crowded airports nationwide as last-minute holiday travelers embarked on their journeys. According to FlightAware, there have been more than 3,000 flights delayed in and out of the United States, with nearly 600 additional cancellations. Chicago's Midway Airport's experiencing challenges was affected by foggy conditions, impacting 40% of flights there. The Transportation Security Administration anticipated over 39 million passengers to fly for this holiday season. Shoppers stunned by the sound of rapid gunfire at a crowded Florida mall full of Christmas shoppers.
That's the sound of shoppers scrambling during a shooting ahead of Christmas. While folks having fun and ringing up holiday gifts in Ocala, Florida, gunshots ring out and chaos ensues after a shooting at the Paddock Mall. One person killed there. Ocala Police Chief Mike Balkin says the man was targeted in this attack. He was killed after being shot multiple times in a common area at the mall, which is located about 80 miles northwest of Orlando. A woman shot in the leg. Several other mall patrons also suffering injuries during the shooting, with one person having chest pains, another reporting a broken arm. I'm Laura Winters.
Tesla is recalling more than 120,000 vehicles in the United States. Doors on affected models can become unlocked and potentially open during a crash. Those affected vehicles include Tesla models S and X, manufactured for model years 2021 through 2023. Christmas will also bring the last full moon of the year in 2023. It will reach maximum fullness Tuesday evening. It's called the cold moon, a term used by Native Americans. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you going to have a white Christmas?
If you live in the Midwest and the Northeast, you may find your dreams of a white Christmas dashed this year. According to forecasters, the remaining patches of snow on the ground in those regions are expected to disappear by Christmas Day on Monday. In contrast, the interior West and the High Plains are in for a different experience, as storms are likely to blanket many areas in white for a snowy Christmas. I'm John Schaefer.
Federal officials are calling for Naloxone to be in all government buildings. Naloxone can help reduce and counter the effects of an opioid overdose. On Friday, the Department of Health and Human Services proposed all federal buildings should be stocked with the drug alongside automated external defibrillators. It marks the first change in federal building safety guidelines in nearly 15 years. Federal authorities are noting a record number of migrants at the U.S. southern border, with Homeland Security reporting a seven-day average of over 9,600 migrant encounters through December, among the highest ever recorded. Border authorities are apprehending migrants at record daily levels, with over 10,000 unlawfully crossing the border daily in the last few days, according to CNN. The situation underscores the ongoing challenges and pressures faced by border control agencies. The Powerball jackpot is nearing $640 million for the Christmas Day drawing. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, welcome to the Bill Martinez Show. Great to have you with us sharing a part of your day. Our next guest, his reputation has preceded him. But for those of you that are still learning about the prophetic voice of one Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, let me remind you here, or at least update you if you've if you need some updating. Jonathan Kahn caused a worldwide stir with the release of his explosive first book, The Harbinger, which became an instant New York Times bestseller, brought him to national and international prominence. His next four books were all New York Times bestsellers: The Mystery of the Shemitah, The Book of Mysteries, The Paradigm, and the highest debuting book, The Oracle. Long before writing these books, he was known for opening the deep mysteries of Scripture and bringing forth messages of prophetic import. He leads Hope of the World, an international outreach of the world, an outreach of the Word, teachings and compassion projects for the needy around the world. He also leads the Jerusalem Center Beth Israel, made up of people of all backgrounds just outside of New York City in Wayne, New Jersey. Called the prophetic voice of the generation, Rabbi Kahn is a much sought after speaker and has been highlighted in the New York Times as well as many national and international media. He has spoken to the United Nations on Capitol Hill and to millions of people around the world. I welcome our good friend, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. Jonathan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be with you always, Bill.
Well, I got to tell you, Jonathan, I am so excited to talk about this latest New York Times bestseller, The Josiah Manifesto. It's the ancient mystery and guide for the end times, as mind-blowing as all your bestsellers, with something a little bit different. The blueprint, the answer, the manifesto. The Josiah Manifesto opens up the stunning mysteries that lie behind the dramatic events of recent times and have changed our world. And the message hidden within them with regard to what lies ahead. Is there an answer, a guide, a blueprint that reveals what we need to know to survive, to stand, to prevail in view of what's coming in the days ahead? Right, Jonathan?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. This is, Bill, I knew I had to write this book on the last day, on the day I finished the last book, The Return of the Gods. I knew from that moment I had to do this. And I would say this. What if God was speaking to us? What if he was giving us a revelation of where we are prophetically, where we are going, what lies ahead, how to prepare for that, how to stand, how to prevail? There's as an answer or a blueprint or a guide, you know, about what we are to do. Is there such a guide in the Bible that God is pointing to? And the other thing is that, what if what we are watching in our days, what if behind all these events, everything we've been through, it's actually an ancient mystery and an ancient calendar of God that actually ordains the events of our times and actually even gives the timing of those events. And this is what the Josiah Manifesto is going to open up, is going to reveal. And it's really, in many ways, Bill, it's the mysteries that kind of began with other books like The Harbinger and all the way to The Return of the Gods are kind of coming home and coming together in the Josiah Manifesto. And then it opens up a key about What is the key? What do we need to know? So the first part of the book are the mysteries. What is happening? The last part is what is the plan? Is God giving us a blueprint about what to do?
Well, as you pointed out in your previous books, Jonathan, there seems to be a consistent model about our God who says he's the same yesterday and forever. He also tells us in the Old Testament that a people without vision, people without revelation will perish. So that reminds us that God is revealing things that, you know, at their appropriate time to us. The question is, are we listening, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's one of the things that have been, I believe, in all the books I've done is that it's showing that the God of the Bible is alive and well. And the same way that he was he was real back then in every human event, so in our time as well. And then the ultimate thing is, you know, first, what is he saying? What is he speaking? Is he calling us? Is he warning us? Is he giving us away? Well, that's what I really all the books I have written are along those lines. Mm-hmm. Is he unfolding his plan in our day?
Exactly.
This one more than any other goes to the answer, but it is all that. God is real and we have to respond.
Without a doubt. It was quite interesting. I open up the first chapter and you take me to Cuba. I'm like, Cuba, come on. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, I'm not kidding. Well, this is in many ways, the book is kind of, it begins as kind of a prophetic journey, a prophetic puzzle piece, putting all the pieces together that then they come together to open it up. And so it begins on the island of Cuba, as you said, and there's so much there. I won't go through a lot of it, but I was asked to go to Cuba when Fidel Castro opened the island up for 1 month of, quote, religious freedom. He was going to allow believers to, you know, have open air events and throughout the entire island. They asked me to come and open it up with the sound of the shofar and then journey with the events, which ended in Havana, Revolution Square with Fidel Castro. He came. And the thing is, God opened the door for me to enter into his presidential palace and give him some gifts. And actually, I don't know if I said this, Bill, but before I even left, I was basically given a word that this was going to happen, that I was going to enter the palace of the king, the word said. And so I had prepared to give him, and I gave him three gifts. One was a Bible, which are banned in Cuba, and two was a shofar, the sign of the Jubilee. The message I kept sharing was the Jubilee. And the third one was a piece of paper where I gave him a message and it had to do with the Jubilee. Now it turned out that it was very prophetic because he came to power in 1959. He would be in power. What basically the word given him was giving him the exact time he would have left.
Yes.
We were praying that he would really open things up afterwards. He didn't, but the revival never stopped, but his reign would end. And when it ended, it was according to the mystery of the Jubilee, which is what I gave him.
Wow.
And it ended up, his reign ended in the year, the year of Jubilee, of his 50th year in power, the 50th day, the Jubilee day, and the exact hour, 50 years, 50 days, the exact hour from when Batista, the dictator before, resigned. He resigned in the same way. So it's amazing. God is in charge of everything. That kind of sets up the stage for the Jubilee, which has everything to do with our lives.
Here you are. You're a guest. You go and meet up with this communist ruler, and you have, you got news for him, and it's not all that great. It's like, hey, guess what? The stage is starting, you know, the curtain is starting to come down on your stage, right?
Yeah, well, you know, God is saying, listen, I'm in charge. I'm in charge of human history. I mean, when you think about it, the American government, the CIA tried everything to get Fidel Castro out of power. It ended up, it was Leviticus 25, the Jubilee of God, that actually did it. God is in charge of every single event. And this thing is going to go to our times. It has actually affected the mystery of the Jubilee actually has affected our lives.
Well, yeah, and you point this out throughout the book of Josiah Manifesto, which, Jonathan, right now, how can people get their hands on this book?
Yeah, the Desai Manifesto is literally everywhere. It just came out, you know, so this is, you know, just came out yesterday from this. But it's everywhere, wherever there are books. Barnes & Noble, I mean, from, you know, Amazon right now online. Every place online has it. Walmart even has it. It's really everywhere. And it's Christian and secular have it. But I pray people get it not just for themselves, but also for people in their lives, because we all need to hear. It looks like this. I know you're going to hold it up, but that's the only copy I have.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Rabbi by Jonathan Cahn. His new book, The Josiah Manifesto, The Ancient Mystery and Guide for the End Times. Jonathan, also bring into perspective, because my understanding was Hawaii was instrumental in the introduction of abortion. It was passed by their legislature. The governor refused to sign it, but yet it kind of came into law by default.
That's exactly right. Hawaii was the first to legalize it on American soil. New York was the first to introduce it to the continent and the first to introduce it in the legislature before Hawaii. But that's very significant. Yes. Hawaii, so that's the very beginning. That when it happened, and everything you said is exactly how it happened, kind of unlikely, but it just happened. And it happened, the date was March 11th. That's when abortion on demand actually begins on American soil in Hawaii. American soil. Well, okay, let's go 50 years later. Let's go one jubilee and see if it leaves anything. It leads you to March 11th, 2020. Anything happen? March 11th, 2020 is the day that all the media identifies as the day the plague changed everything. It was the day that the quarantine came on America, the day that Trump announced, addressed the nation, the day that the lockdowns came, the day that, the stock market, everything. It's the day when the force of this plague fell on America. 50 years to the date when abortion fell on America.
And amazing that even the title of the pandemic, COVID-19, explain to our audience the significance of that title and the number 19, how that plays.
Yeah, there's actually, in the very first book I wrote, Bill, which is The Harbinger, you know, I allude to this because the prophet and Nouriel are talking, and Nouriel says, well, how long is it from that first shaking when the attack comes on the land? How long is it till the next major, the next main shaking or destruction? Well, well, and he says, and I knew the answer was 19.
Right.
And I said, but I didn't want people to set dates. So the prophet says about 20, you know, but that's what I say. So, but that's what he was referring to. It was 586 BC when the armies of Babylon made that first strike in the land. And then it was 19 years later when the greater shakings came. Well, with America, it was 9/11. It was 2001. Well, so when is the 19th year? The 19th year is the year 2020. Same thing, 2020. And on top of it,
yes.
19. You know, as you said, what do they call the plague? They call it COVID, and then the number 19, which is a number, by the way, linked to judgment.
Yeah, exactly. And COVID. The term, in terms of its relationship to a crown, right?
Yes. Yeah. The place where, and I open up, you know, with Jeremiah prophesying over that valley of Hinnom, they offered up their children on the altars to Baal and Moloch in the valley of Hinnom. And, you know, actually we get the word for hell, Gehenna, comes from the valley of Hinnom.
Right.
And so he prophesies that. So, and what he's saying is that where you did this, it's coming back. You made this a place of death for the children. Well, death is coming back to the same place. Well, here's the thing. Does America have a Valley of Hinnom? It does. The Valley of Hinnom of America is New York.
Mm.
And the reason is, number one, that is where it entered the continent. But secondly, New York from that day on is the abortion capital of America. More children, the blood is shed there in New York than any other place in America. So what would that say according to the mystery? Well, the mystery is that the death that comes is going to focus on there. That's exactly what happened.
Exactly.
When this plague came to America, and when America became the center of this pandemic in the world, at that moment, New York becomes the center of America, which is the center of the world. New York becomes the global pandemic. America's abortion capital becomes the plague capital. And the thing is, there was so much happening, you know, actually, you know, it was one out of every two people in America who were getting struck in New York, if you can believe it. And then the other thing is that New York passed a gigantic milestone on April 10th of that year, because April 10th, there were more cases of this plague in New York than there were in any other nation, including China, including every other nation. And so April 10th, anything about that? Go back 50 years and it takes you to April 10th, 1970. Anything happen? New York legalized abortion in New York on April 10th, 1970.
and you look at the numbers, Jonathan, you break them down in the book, abortion numbers, and it seemed from that point forward, the numbers rose exponentially, which seems to be corresponding with the number of infections with COVID.
Yeah, yeah. The way it spread, first, there's a mystery to that because, mm-hmm. you know, the Bible speaks about gates a lot. You know, yeah. judgment comes to the gates mm-hmm. and right. things come through the gates. Well, does America have a gate? Yeah, it's New York. Always. It's always been New York. New York is the gate. And the thing is, it wasn't just that abortion came to New York at the beginning. It came through New York. In fact, Bill, in those first 5 years until Roe versus Wade, 70 to 73, most abortions in America were performed in New York. People would come there and it would spread to the nation. But the thing is that, so when the plague comes 50 years later, they found out, they didn't know at the beginning, but they looked at the genes of the DNA, of the plague, of the virus. You know what they found out? The majority of cases of the plague came through the gate of New York, just like it came, the abortion came, same thing. Then in the same year, 1970, there was one other gate in the continent, and that was Washington State. And that was the other gate through which abortion came to the continent. Well, 50 years later, guess what? The plague comes through two gates. The other gate is Washington State, the Western Gate, and the very first case, patient zero, is through there. Which is identified on this 50 years to the day that abortion begins in New York, you know, that the bill comes. So it's amazing. And the other thing is, so if anybody had COVID, that virus bore witness, had the markers of the two gates through which America began shedding its children exactly 50 years before. And when you speak about the numbers, because that was like the last thing, it's almost like, you know, the unavoidable question.
Right.
That, you know, Jeremiah says, well, you know, what's going to happen is going to match what you did to the children. Well, so I thought, could it match? You know, and so the question is, how many children were killed in that first, you know, that critical 3 year window from the entrance of abortion to Roe versus Wade? The number is 1.3 million. Well, 50 years later, you have another 3 year window that matches it year for year, Jubilee. It's 2020 to 2023. How many Americans, how many did the plague strike? 1.3 million. It struck 1.3 million. That matches the 1.3 million children.
Are we in judgment?
I believe we are in judgment. I don't believe that. I don't believe it has to be the end, but mm-hmm. I believe we are in the process of judgment and we are heading to calamity, but there is also hope, you know, which we'll get to at the end, but
yes.
That is all part of it as well.
Again, we're talking with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. His just released book, The Josiah Manifesto, The Ancient Mystery and Guide for the End Times. And, Jonathan, I cannot thank you enough for you addressing this critical issue. Hearts have been crying. We, read in the Old Testament, when Cain killed Abel, God says that your brother's blood is crying out unto heaven. You imagine the cries that have been crying out to heaven for 50 years of the murders of these innocent children, 60,000 roughly estimated, those that try to keep tab of these numbers say that doesn't even account those that have been chemically aborted, which is easily probably another 40,000 that have been murdered along the way. I should say 40 million, I'm sorry. But here it is. So you imagine what the screaming sound in heaven must sound like because of the shed blood of innocence.
Yeah, you know, we say that, you know, I mean, because it's the truth. And we've been saying that for years, like, how can you kill 60 million children and
right.
not have any consequences? Well, what we're opening up today, Bill, is that there are consequences. The consequences are quite exact. And in many ways, it's merciful compared to what we did. But still, it's a wake-up call. It's a gigantic wake-up call, but it's an exact parallel. So, yeah, you cannot do that and not have consequences. You know, the blood, God sees the blood of the children and hears the voices of the children.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Risen, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
USA News Update. Israel is declaring near total control over the northern Gaza Strip after conducting overnight bombings and intense weekend fighting. President Biden, following a lengthy phone conversation with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, said he is not urging for a ceasefire despite mounting pressure to do so. A U.S. senator out with his annual Festivus complaint list about government spending, USA's Laura Winters reports.
Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul out with the report reveals $900 billion in government spending waste. The NIH spending millions on studies about Russian cats on treadmills. Photos of Barbies that were used as ID to get coronavirus relief funds. And the Department of Defense, he says, losing $169 million in outdoor stored military gear.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Rabbi Jonathan Kahn is with us. Josiah Manifesto, his new book, is what we're talking about. You know, I've shared with Jonathan, you know, continually. In fact, he didn't quite understand what I meant. And he just would kind of go along and just, you know, because he's so gracious. You know, because I told him, I said, oh, my goodness, you know, another revelation. You chicken skinned me. And so I had to explain to him later because it finally became evident because we were face to face and talking about it. And he had that kind of quizzical look. Chicken skin. What do you mean by that? And I said, you know, goosebumps. And this is the thing that Jonathan brings to the conversation and in every one of his books is that it is, you know, one of those oh yeah moments where the light bulb goes on and it's so bright, it's undeniable that you know that it comes from the throne room of God. It's true revelation. Mm. And, you know, and I just so appreciate not only his grace that he puts up with me and my own mannerisms and references.
It's wonderful, Bill. It's a joy, truly.
Well, I want to talk about how in the book, in the Josiah Manifesto, you tie in January the 6th.
Yeah.
Break that down.
Yeah, yeah. And to set the stage of that, and this is not, by the way, it's not getting political. It's a matter of something biblical here. You know, as I said, like a lot of the mysteries from the other books are actually coming home in the Josiah Manifesto. Exactly. One of them was called the Paradigm. Mm-hmm. And I did. And the paradigm, you see how the parallels between modern leaders and ancient leaders, and it's like eerie. But one thing behind Donald Trump, and it's not about Donald Trump, but the thing, it's not that he even knows it, but Donald Trump is following the paradigm or the parallel of, in the Bible, of a man called Jehu. Jehu was wild. Donald Trump's wild. Jehu was unpredictable. Donald Trump. Jehu was a fighter. Donald Trump fights with everybody. Jehu was, we don't know where he was with God, but he was used of God. And he was used at a certain time when the nation was falling from God, and he rose to the throne. He begins a chariot race. I mean, he begins a race to the throne on his chariot. And so Donald Trump begins a race to the White House. And when, and Jehu makes an alliance with the religious conservatives of the nation. So Donald Trump, he actually makes a partnership with one of them. So did Donald Trump. And then Jehu comes face to face with the nation's former first lady, showdown with the nation's former first lady, Jehu. So did Trump. And everybody was saying Hillary was going to win. Well, the paradigm said the modern-day Jehu is going to win, and he did. Then Jehu comes to the capital city with an agenda to, quote, drain the swamp, and that's basically what Trump came with. Now, there's so much more to this, but I will just say a few things. One, January 6th, there is a template in the Bible. Now, this template's actually, it's in the Bible. It is spoken of in the paradigm, that book, but it came true years after I wrote the paradigm. So that's why I put it in the manifesto, Justine Manifesto. It's this. The Jehu gathers people together in the capital city. He calls them to come to the capital city. So did Trump on January 6th. The people of Jehu go down to this great capital building. So do the people of Trump. The people of Jehu surround the building. So do the people of Trump. The people of Jehu enter the building. They lay siege to the building while proceedings are going on. So did the people of Trump. This is not about what Trump said or did, but simply it happened. Now, the interesting thing, there's a lot of significance to this. But one of the things is that, hold on. Did I just drop my microphone?
Yeah, you just dropped your mic. Okay.
Hold on. It's the first time I've had a mic here. So the thing is that at the end of January 6th, that week, the Capitol Police, they announced how many people they had arrested on site. It became the number, made headlines. They said, we have arrested 80 people on site who were part of this. Well, in the account of Jehu and the storming of that Capitol building, it says 80 ish. It says how many people were involved, it says, or went in. It cites 80 people, the same exact number of January 6th. And so there's something about it because the building that Jehu goes against is the Temple of Baal. And the Temple of Baal is linked to the sacrificing of children. Yes. And what's interesting is that when that week came, that was the week that the Congress was taken over by the other party that is actually for the killing of unborn children. So it actually became that just that week, that week. You know,
exactly.
And so that's when it began. And so, but here's another thing, Bill, about this kind of it's a foreshadow because think about it. There's one king in the Bible who it says he drove Baal out. He pulled down the Temple of Baal. Okay. The Temple of Baal is linked to child sacrifice. So what is that telling us? It's saying that the modern day American Jehu is going to, in some way, he's going to be used to pull down a Temple of Baal. The Temple of Baal in America that allows for the killing of children was Roe versus Wade.
Exactly.
It happened no matter what you think of Donald Trump was used to pull down, overturn Roe versus Wade, the American Temple of Baal, as in the paradigm.
Well, John, when you look at what Donald Trump did in terms of opening the window and demonstrating a clear contrast of what a blessed nation looks like, you know, because I think we forgot about that. We were so, I don't know, maybe we're just so beaten down because of the 8 previous years under the previous administration. And in fact, even, you know, the former president said, well, the best you'll ever do is probably about 2% GDP, you know, putting it in monetary terms. He was setting a limit. And Donald Trump came in and, you know, professed known limits. And, of course, the former president kind of mocked him and laughed at him. How dare he? But look what happened when there started to be some alignment and doing the right thing, you know, the jobs started flourishing. People were rejoicing, like, you know, like the Bible says that when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. And we started to realize that. And now, you know, it's been taken away, and it really has been taken away. But again, only God knows his intention, because, you know, he's in charge. And I think that it's awakening people to realize that, you know, let's go back to what God said to Cain. You know, if you do right, will it not go well for you? Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And ultimately, you know, there has to be a turning. There has to be revival. Mm-hmm. Because without that, again, even if we pass all the right laws, you know, they're going to be undone. Because if we don't get the children, if the children don't come to God, that's where it's going to go. And so that's why the battle, you know, that hasn't, that the cultural slide did not stop, even right. with the political change. So we need revival. That's, you know, those who are listening, listen, let this be a first call for us for the future now for revival, for a real revival and a real turning and a real Nineveh moment, you know.
Exactly.
But speaking at the same time, God's hand was still at work. And the thing is that one of the things about Jehu is that I said he was used to pull down the temple of Baal. That was where they were killing children. Okay. Mm. Now, and Roe versus Wade is the modern day temple of Baal.
Right. Exactly.
Well, so what it's saying us now, this is, you can read back in the paradigm. I think I wrote it in 2017, but it's still, this is there that what it's saying is that the Jehu, the American Jehu, is going to be instrumental in pulling down that, and he was.
Yes.
Even after he was out of power, because what he did, this American Jehu, is he put into place three Supreme Court justices. The last one happened just in the nick of the last moment of his presidency.
Right.
And that was the one, it was by one vote.
Yes.
That was the one that overturned Roe versus Wade. So even this whole thing about Jehu and the Temple of Baal was fulfilled. I mean, God still did it even without Trump being in the White House. He did it because of what he did before that. So that's part of the redemption of the Jubilee. All these things that happened was leading to that as well.
And as you said, at the exact time.
At the exact time. Yeah. Well, he, you know what, when I calculated this, you know, and this was at the same time, you know, he had just a small window of time before that election to do what he did. I mean, it was the smallest window, but he did it because God wanted that vote in. And that's all that was needed at that exact time.
Exactly.
For the second consecutive year, Kia America will support St. Jude Children's Research Hospital with a donation for each new eligible Kia vehicle sold or leased and delivered in the U.S. between November 16, 2023 and January 2, 2024. The minimum $1.5 million donation is part of Kia's ongoing commitment to St. Jude through its Accelerate the Good charitable initiative. Last year, Kia donated $1.35 million and was named the 2023 St. Jude New Corporate Partner of the Year. Russell Wager, Vice President, Marketing.
Kia is proud to once again partner with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital to drive awareness of their all-important mission and provide funds to help children who are our future have a better chance of realizing their dreams by receiving world-class care.
Since 2019, Kia has donated more than $22 million to causes which include treating childhood illness, helping to fight hunger and homelessness, and relief for victims of natural disasters. For more information on how to donate, please visit stjude.org. Sponsored by Kia America.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement.
No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
By Jonathan Kahn, his new book, The Josiah Manifesto. Jonathan, what about the mysterious object from the Middle East that appeared in New York and D.C.?
Well, this actually was an object that was linked to the Temple of Baal that actually stood, the ancient Temple of Baal that stood in the Middle East for like 2,000 years. They took an object, they erected the Arch of Baal in New York City. Mm-hmm. And they did it just when Trump was rising to the presidency. And they did it at City Hall. I went there to film it and record it. And so we actually saw this. And the leaders of New York, they had a ceremony. They actually had music from Baal. They actually proclaimed it. They actually had a sign that said Temple of Baal. And so that appeared. It was like a war between Baal and Jehu. And then later on, when Trump nominated one of those three, which was Kavanaugh, and remember, all hell broke loose on Capitol Hill.
Oh,
why?
Yeah.
Because of they didn't want this. They didn't want abortion overturned. And so, but something happened strange in the middle of that, those hearings, an object appears in Washington. It's the Arch of Baal now in Washington. And it appeared right in front, right in the National Mall overlooking the Capitol Hill where they're having it. So this war between Baal and Jehu or Baal and God is still waging, is still happening. And that went all the way up to Roe versus Wade.
Jonathan, a thought came to mind, and as I was reading this in your book, my spirit became kind of, agitated. In looking at D.C. and looking at the Washington Monument, there's something about that that bothers me. I cannot put my finger on it, and I don't know if you're prepared to address that, if there's any revelation on that, but I see this almost as a I don't know, some demonic manifestation. It doesn't set right in my spirit for whatever reason.
Yeah, I'll just say two things, which are I'm not judging the thing, but two things. One is, well, it's an obelisk, yeah. which is a pagan form. In fairness, the Capitol building is also has a pagan form. It's formed after the pantheon of gods, you know. Yeah. And by the way, let me throw something out. Part of the Capitol, they believe, was actually formed after the ancient temple of Baal. So if you can imagine, that's a whole other thing. But on the other hand, I believe on the top of the Washington Monument, it says, praise the Lord. You know, it says, it has some like scripture, praise the Lord. Who knows? It's a mix, Bill. You know, I mean, Washington's a mix of pagan and God, you know.
Yeah. Right.
So it depends who's in power, I think.
Right, I guess, yeah. It's kind of like Paul says, you know, like the Decapolis, you know, I noticed that you serve many gods. You believe in many gods, right?
Yeah, yeah. Marcel, yeah. And, I mean, that's the other side. You know, it's like we're in Rome as well, but also God is on the throne and he moves, you know.
Amen. Jonathan Kahn, we've got about 8 minutes left here, and I want you to kind of, you know, take us to conclusion.
Okay.
Again, the book Josiah Manifesto, available at all the usual places. It's just been released, you know, hot off the presses, and get ready. The revelation is deep. It's fast. It will take your breath away. I'm telling you.
Yeah. I'll give a little taste, you know, because there's so much.
Yes.
One is that even the overturning of Roe versus Wade followed exactly the 50-year mystery. Everything happened 50 years. In fact, I'll give you another thing. In the Bible, there's a day called Sivan 23. That's the day that in the book of Esther, Mordecai issued a decree to nullify the evil decree of Haman that was bringing death. Well, there was another case that would end up overturning Roe versus Wade. And that case was called Dobbs versus Jackson. And it was sent to the Supreme Court on Sivan 23, the day of the decree that will overturn the evil decree in the Bible. That's a little thing. The other thing is that there's another mystery called the mystery of days in the book, that all these ancient days of God, where the appointed days of God, actually lie behind all the shakings of America. Not only what was going to happen, but the actual date. I'll just mention, without going through anything, to say that one of them is called the day of, is the feast of the plague, and it's linked to a plague, ancient day of a plague and a lockdown, and that is what was behind COVID and the lockdown. The next holy ancient day is about fire, and when that happened, fire breaks out all over America, the cities, summer of rage, everything happens. It exploded on the exact ancient day. Another one is linked to the high court. Another ancient day is linked to the high court and God doing something with it. On that day, which is the Feast of Trumpets, on that day, the Supreme Court Justice Ginsburg is taken from this world, and it opens up the seat to overturn abortion on the Feast of Trumpets. Okay, so there's so much. And then there's something called the Day of Turning, ancient day in Hebrew of turning. On the Day of Turning, America's course actually turned. Okay, and I can't go through the details, except say it wasn't just the day, it was the hour, the minute, and the exact second. It was recorded on film. I mean, it's the exact second. A few other things I'm just giving a taste. And that is that I will say this, all these mysteries, and there's much more, all come together and converge to open up a key, and it's linked to the broken altar. Now, if you look at the cover, this is a broken altar.
Yes.
And when we have no greater altar in America, I mean, horrible altar, than abortion. When Roe versus Wade was overturned, that was the cracking of the altar. In the Bible, that's a mega sign. That two things. One is that we are at the Josiah moment.
Yes.
The altars are linked to these ancient King Josiah more than any other person. He broke the altars. We are at the Josiah moment. That means we are on the verge of judgment on one side or revival on the other. And this is the most critical moment. And what this is opening up is that I believe God is giving a key, because all these things point to one person, which is Josiah. Josiah lived in a time just like this: apostasy, sexual immorality, gender confusion, and even the offering of children.
Right.
Josiah, yet he did, was not overcome by the evil. He overcame it. One man changed the course of history, and we are to be that. So the last part of the book, as you know, Bill, the last part of the book is the manifesto, which I believe is the Lord giving this from the Bible saying this is the key. What are the keys? How do we overcome? How can we stand? What are the powers we have for this moment? How do we live with how do we overcome persecution? How do we overcome apostasy? How do we protect our family? And how do we deal with our own life? That's what the 100 pages of the manifesto, and not only for this time, but for basically it's for the end time. So that's why it all leads to this. There is hope, but we have to rise to that call.
Well, and as you say, Jonathan, it's not like it's going to be easy. I mean, there's going to be some suffering. There's going to be persecution. We know that. And so we need to armor up and prepare ourselves. And if that doesn't cause you to hold on to Jesus' garment all the more, I don't know what else you need.
Yeah. Listen, you know, one of the things, Bill, about this time that we're in and the end times is that, you know, it gets dark. The culture gets dark. But if the dark clarifies things, because the grays disappear, the grays are disappearing. And you more than ever, we have to know who we are.
Exactly.
You know, that's how it was in Josiah's time. And the thing is that as the dark gets darker, God is calling the lights of God to get brighter. We got to go all out. You know, Messiah was revolutionary. We got to become revolutionary. The book of Acts was revolutionary. It's time to become, this could be the greatest hour, truly, if we rise to it. God is looking for his Josiahs.
Exactly. Well, he's giving us hope here. It's quite clear of that. And as you say, Jonathan, I like how you describe it. You describe it in the book is that all the gray is out. It's either black or it's white, isn't it?
That's right. The end times are not just bad. They're also good. You know, it's intense both ways. You know, the power of God is on the end times. He's going to pour his spirit. The gospel is spread and God's people become like the apostles. Because if you stand, you're going to become like Paul. If you stand, it's going to purify us. We're going to become like the prophets. It's going to get the gray out of us. You know, it's like the dark is getting the gray out to get totally dark. It's time for the lights to get the gray out of our lives to get totally bright.
Well, the end times are here. They're amongst us. Even Dr. Billy Graham said when he was asked if these are the last days before he died, he said, these are the last of the last days. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The Josiah Manifesto, the Ancient Mystery and Guide for the End Times, is a must-read book and companion that you must not only read yourself, but to share it with everybody that you have influence over. Jonathan, remind everybody the book's availability, and we'll have about a minute for you to, you know, summarize and close things out for us. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Josiah Manifesto, literally, as you've seen it, and thank you for, is literally everywhere. Where, right? It just came out, so it's everywhere. There are books. It's on Amazon. You can go online right now. Everywhere. It's in even Walmart, Barnes & Noble, everywhere. I pray you get it not only for yourself, but get it for people in your life because God is calling us right now in this hour. Where are we and what do we need to do? So literally everywhere. And if they want, I don't often do that, but if you want it, the ministry that I lead is called Hope of the World. If people want to get, we send out free gifts and free prophetic updates. It's hopeoftheworld.org. That simple. If you want that, it's hopeoftheworld.org. But we're in New Jersey here. If you're ever, and you too, Bill, if you're ever in New Jersey, be my guest at the Jerusalem Center, where I lead that, the congregation.
Well, I keep threatening you that I'm going to show up, and I promise I will, no doubt, especially now that I'm on the other side of hip replacement surgery, Jonathan.
We've alerted our security.
Okay, very good. Ladies and gentlemen, you know why he is known as the prophetic voice of this generation. Rabbi Jonathan Kahn has been our guest. Rabbi, thank you so much. Shalom, my good friend.
Thank you, my friend. God bless you, Bill.
God bless you. Jonathan Kahn, what a special man and a contribution to the body of Christ. And our thanks immensely for Jonathan for coming on the show. For more information and how you can be a part of this mighty Martinez movement to return to God and to save our country, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. May God bless you and keep you. And make his face shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you and give you peace. Go and be blessed. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Honorary.